Okay, yeah, we're back to September 6th, 2010, and we're getting ready for the second hour of a rebroadcast of a two-hour special that was first aired on September 16th, 1990. And before we get to the Chazanis, there'll be a brief commentary by Rabbi Sholem Gordon. Those of you who go way back with me, you know that Rabbi Gordon gave a Devar Torah every week for many, many years throughout the late 80s and the early 90s. And just a few weeks ago, I had the pleasure of meeting one of his grandsons, Yechiel Beidelman, and I hope that he's listening together with perhaps some other grandchildren or children of the great rabbi. As I told Yechiel, when the rabbi came to this country in the early 40s, he stayed with my grandmother. She had a room in her home, and my bubby's home was good enough, and I always felt that was quite an honor, to say the least. And in 1945, when I was 9 years old, and the rabbi started a cheder, a Lubavitcher cheder, on Chancellor Avenue and Waldine Street in Newark, at the Wheatgrass section, I attended that for quite a few years. So I go way back with Rabbi Sholem Gordon, and I hope some of his family is listening. If not live right now, this will be archived in another day or two. I also point out to you that next week there'll be a two-hour special, a rebroadcast again for Yom Kippur, and you can also hear Rabbi Gordon's Devar Torah from 20 years ago for Yom Kippur. So let's go back 20 years, and let's go. Good evening, Rabbi.
Good evening, Charlie. On Rosh Hashanah, we commemorate the birthday of man. The creation of the world took 6 days. Creation started on the 25th of Elul and ended on the 1st of Tishrei, when Adam was created. It is remarkable, therefore, to note that the anniversary of creation, Rosh Hashanah, or the beginning of the year, was ordained by our Torah to be celebrated on the first day of Tishrei. In other words, the anniversary of creation is reckoned not according to the first day, but according to the sixth day, the birthday of Adam. The significance of the sixth day, the birthday of Adam, does not lie in the fact that another new creature was added to creation. Even if this creature was one plane higher than the rest of the animal kingdom, as the animal is higher than plant life, and plants are higher than minerals. The significance lies in that the new creature, Adam, and also Eve, were qualitatively different than others. It was man who first recognized the Creator. As the Medrash relates, on the day he was created, Adam was approached by all the animals who bowed to him in the mistaken belief that he, Adam, had created them. Adam said to them, "Do you think it is I who created you? Come, let us worship, bow down, and kneel before God our Maker." Thus it was Adam who brought to fulfillment God's ultimate purpose in creating the world, that the entire creation come to recognize and praise the Almighty. The prime distinguishing feature which sets man apart from all other creatures is the free choice of action which God gave him. Unlike the animals who blindly follow their inborn instincts, the human has complete free will, which he can use for either of two purposes. He may, God forbid, choose the path of self-destruction and the destruction of everything around him, or he can choose the right way of life, the way of Torah and mitzvos. Only by choosing the latter path can he elevate himself and, like Adam, elevate the rest of creation to the highest possible degree of perfection. Such is man's birthright, such is his choice. It is somewhat difficult for an individual to picture oneself as holding such tremendous powers of building and destruction in his grasp. Yet we have seen to our sorrow what enormous powers of destruction lie within even a small quantity of matter when its inherent or nuclear energy is released. If such power is concealed in a small quantity of matter for destructive purposes, in denial of the design and purpose of creation, how much greater must be the latent creative power available to every individual who tries to work in harmony with the divine purpose. We have indeed been granted special abilities and opportunities to attain the goal for which we were created, namely, to bring the world to a state in which, as we say on Rosh Hashanah, each creature shall recognize that you did create him, and every breathing soul shall declare, God, the God of Israel, is king, and his reign is supreme over all. Thank you, and Achsim Vachsim Tova to all of you.
Thank you, Rabbi. That was Rabbi Shalom Gordon of Congregation Avat Zion at 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey, with his weekly commentary. Back now to the second hour of our cantorial special for Rosh Hashanah. Our next selection will be, appropriately, Hayom Haras Olam. Today is the birthday of the world. It will be sung by Moshe Oysher.
Ach, ich bin ein Mann, wie soll ich dich um bei mir Moshe Osher with Hayom Haras Olam. Following that is Areshes Sifoseno. It will be sung by Pierre Pinchik. Pierre Pinchik with Areshes Sifoseno. We now come to the Zichronos section and begin with Label Waldman with Va'al Hamadinos Bo Ye Omer. Regarding countries, it is said on this day which is destined for the sword and which for peace, which for hunger and which for abundance.
Vamidino, is Boye Yomer, Boye Yomer. Ey Zoyn Lacherer, Vye Zoyn Lashulayim, Ey Zoyn Laroyim, Vye Zoyn
Be here to
Malileish Ashrei shelo yishkocheko
Shelo yishkocheko
Oben oro
Ben dolam nisam etwa
Yiso amen
That was Label Waldman together with the Oscar Julius Quartet. We'll next hear David Kusevitsky with Va'al Yedei Haloch V'Karosa Be'Ozne Yerushalayim Le'mor.
Yeah.
That was David Kusevitsky, and this is Charlie Bernhout. It is September 6, 2010, but we're going back 20 years to a special, a two-hour special for Rosh Hashanah, and next week we'll be presenting a two-hour Yom Kippur special from 1990, and I wish to thank my friend Yossi Beer, who I hope is listening. 20 years ago, he was helping me put together my Chazonis at the time, and there are a lot of great specials. I just was thinking there's a Friday evening davening and a Shabbos Musaf davening, which I'll be playing in the forthcoming months. Anyway, let's go back to 20 years ago from David Kusevitsky. The next is Moshe Stern with Zochreinu.
Zikoroin toev lefonev echo Ufogideinu bivikovutu alas yishvo verachami Oh. Chamecho, Oy Kevin Yehbishura, Chamecho, Ezeka.
Moshe Stern. Now to the Shofaros section with Moshe Gonchov singing Ato Niglesor.
Yeah.
Moshe Gontchov with Atoni Glazer. We conclude the show for us with Yossel Rosenblatt singing Elo Keinu Velokei Avotenu Tekah B'Shofar Gadol L'Cherusenu.
Oh, על זבחי שלמיכם. והיו לכם לזיכרון לפני אלוהיכם. אני השם אלוהיכם. יעקב שומע כל שופר ומאזין אלוהו ואין דום
Yisro Rosenblatt. Following Modim, we come to Ovinu Malkeinu Zechor Rachamecha. Let's hear Moshe Kusevitzky. Ovinu Malkeinu Zechor Rachamecha, our Father, our King, remember your compassion and suppress your anger.
Oh!
Following the Birkas Kohanim inserted into the bracha of Sim Shalom, we come to Hayom Ta'am Seinu, which will be sung by David Reitman.
I'm
Hayom Tzaam Seinu was sung by David Reutman, and this is David Kusevitsky with the Kaddish Shalem. He's singing his own composition, accompanied by the Herman Zales Choir. And this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you've enjoyed these 2 hours of Jewish Soul, a special Rosh Hashanah Chazonus special. Yossi Beer, on behalf of my audience, I thank you again. And on behalf of me also, I thank you so much for the great effort that you have made in putting together this excellent, excellent program. I point out to my listeners that next week we'll have a 2-hour cantorial special for Yom Kippur.
Okay, that was 1990, and this is 2010, and it's Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this little venture down the road to the past. And again, I hope that you enjoyed the Chazanis, and I'm sure if you did, come back next week, because the Yom Kippur special is equally filled with just the finest Chazanis. For those of you who had the opportunity to hear Helfgott with Sliches, it was just such a wonderful, wonderful davening in the choir, and everything. It was just something terrific. I wish I had a recording of that to share with you, but you've heard many other recordings that I was able to share with you. Okay, if you want to reach me, you can go to cbjmusic@aol.com. CBJ for Charlie Bernhout Jewish. cbjmusic@aol.com. I look forward to hearing from you. I know there are many new listeners. And if you didn't receive my email, it was a flyer, but it was interesting that it had 16 cantors from the past. And I was going to have a contest, but I think everybody knows all of the cantors except one. And I received several emails, so I told them. The upper left-hand one was Arla Diamond. You know he's one of my favorites. Anyway, thanks for joining with me. It should be Ksiva v'Chatima Tova. And come back next week for continued joy of real soul music. Shalom, everyone. Tshuva, o tefila, o tzedakah.